getting our paper.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. The brother, the messenger had told me, and I had called them. I didn't call them.
Try to make everything, because we didn't get no paper today, neither.
Okay, yes, sir.
And you tell them that we are unsatisfied customers.
Okay, yes, sir.
You're getting the papers there at your house over there, and that you're thinking of cutting off the paper of the Sacramento Bee because something is wrong. When you call down there and you complain.
Okay, yes, sir.
You tell them that it's not proper, it's not right, because they're taking advantage of people and then having people pay. Somebody's getting some money somewhere that they shouldn't be getting no money at.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And said if you have to, you put out the flyers and stuff everywhere to warn people that Sacramento Bee is not a good newspaper.
Yes, sir.
If we don't play that.
Yes, sir.
A paper here and a paper there, that adds up, and somebody's getting a big cut up at the top.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Especially when you got people's wares where they can't complain or make a report about the paper that they're not getting.
Yes, sir.
And then you can just cut that all you want.
Yes, sir.
You know, so you bring that up to them.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, because they tell you they got a little ad in the paper down there where you can call to the Sacramento Bee counseling people.
Yes, sir.
And you call and you let them know that you're definitely not, and that there are a lot of people definitely not satisfied with the Sacramento Bee.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that you're in direct accord with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, all praise due to Lord God, the President of the Master of the Deep Love, I'm a special member of the Master of the Life. What you want to do is you want to be able to go over these things and study out of the newspaper about Farrakhan, you know, about the statements that they're making with Farrakhan and then Caliph Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Well, he shouldn't, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad would never even get in the newspaper to even make no statements behind what any one of his ministers or so-called representatives say.
Yes, sir.
The only time he would get in the newspaper and try to clear something like that, if he had done told a brother, and he didn't even get in there then about Malcolm X, about Aaron. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Malcolm X made the statement of the chickens coming home to roost, and him being a country boy, you understand, it don't make him say it.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and he had
sir.
Told him not to speak, and that's why he wasn't, what Malcolm said wasn't so much as he said something when he was told not to say something. That's what that was about.
Yes, sir.
And in order to fulfill prophecy, that which would be used to push him out further, so that he could fulfill prophecy, died in the midst of his congregation.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You never get before the peoples and show, before the non-believers and the infidel, and show some form of disagreement because some black carcass.
Yes, sir.
Or some reverend so-and-so.
Yes,
says that is bigamous.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all his teachers falls up under bigamous here.
Yes, sir.
But it's not bigamous when you're speaking the truth.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying there? It's not bigamous when the president and all these people over here talking about what the Germans do.
Yes, sir.
And there's Germans here in this country.
Yes, sir.
And they're the descendants of Germans.
Yes, sir.
But it's not bigamous there. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. The black caucus don't have nothing to say until you say something about what really is happening.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And he's going to come and he's going to say that, I'm going to sit the caliph down. I don't know if he is or not. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know what we read in the paper because we're not there, you know?
Yes, sir.
But he sit caliph down, caliph or whatever, Muhammad down, and didn't put him out of position, but then says that he still is in accord with the truth of what was written in this here book and that. Well, what he's supposed to do is say, according to Allah, God, the President of the Master of the Chief, Allah, Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that is the truth, and that stands.
Yes, sir.
That's what he's supposed to do. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not going to go out there and get the cap dancing and backstabbing and talking about, well, because for the sake of this here, for the sake, look here, you can't for the sake of nothing.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
True, yes, sir.
Lord God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muhammad, the President of the Muhammad, Muhammad didn't bring this truth for you to tap dance with.
That's right, yes, sir.
Be nervous on what you're supposed to say.
Yes, sir.
And then talk about, well, I want to join the black caucus. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we're not joining no black caucus.
Right.
They don't have no plan for the salvation of the people. They don't have no plan to get rid of anything but get rid of black people and make them all niggas.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
And that's the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, if my plans prove to that, Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, give me, if my plan that Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muhammad, give me is successful in doing things and benefiting our peoples more than yours, then you come and join me. But if you can prove that yours is benefiting the peoples more, I'll come and join you. But you're not going to be able to prove that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the only one that had a out of people's hands.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Half of the black carcasses, people that you're talking about, you go to the house, they got bars and got guns and knives stacked up too.
Yes, sir.
That's it. We allowed to have that because we don't have no records and we're not going to use it. They got guns and knives stacked up. What are they doing? I mean, can you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
These people are the black carcass. I don't give a damn. They're not no black carcass. You meet a carcass is something dead.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So surely, we're not even participating. They're telling you that their works is dead. Black carcass.
Yes, sir.
Carcass is a body.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to do. I wouldn't even, look here, I'm not confining and molding to the way that Allah God and the prison master about the people I'm in this message of the Messiah of Allah, I'm going to have the black carcass at.
Yes, sir.
No way, shape, form, or fashion, and I do not want to join no black carcass.
Yes, sir.
We already belong to God, Allah, Master Wallace, Steve, Allah, Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, Jehovah, Jahweh, whatever you want it to be.
Yes, sir.
We already under commitment.
Yes, sir.
But how it's too much. The Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, when the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad was here, he was standing there before the people, he didn't have ministers going to just be speaking at universities and speaking. It's too much. Joshua is doing a lot of speaking about God, the person, Master, Rabbi, Ephraim, Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, has Joshua, so that you can see the effect and also fulfilling prophecy, having a whole bunch of speeches going on at this university and that university and this place here and break it down, but ain't doing no teaching on Islam.
Yes, sir.
Ain't doing nothing to benefit us.
That's right,
sir. He said, well, I'm passing the word about how to pool the resources and how to do this here and do that. That ain't what the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, told him to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Every time you see him, he's got his face up in front of some other people's faces. Why don't he go and why don't he bring his face out here and talk in the ghetto neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
Come to the ghetto neighborhood of Richmond. Come to the ghetto neighborhood of all these little towns. Instead of going to the bourgeoisie, super intellectual, those who know the truth, who are deliberately sacrificing everything at them universities, the educated fools.
Yes, sir.
There's lesser educated. I believe there's more dead fools out in the street that is not educated than there is educated fools.
Yes, sir.
Come to the peoples. That's where I'm down. The prison master wants to see from my mother. The most I want you to come to the peoples.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the prison master wants to see from my mother. That's for the message of the Most Honorable Allah God. So Allah God, the prison master wants to see from my mother. That's the Most Honorable Allah God. Cause Farrakhan, Joshua, to experience this, so that you're not a believer, that you are a knower, that the man is in need of guidance.
Yes, sir.
The man is in need of understanding. The man is in need of the secret captain of the Lord of hosts.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
The man is in need of a great awakening back into the plane of Allah God, the person that's one of the people I'm having, the message of his other time, because what he's doing ain't weighing a fraction of a sin in anything.
Yes,
other than foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Talking the truth.
That's right, yes, sir.
By is on a foolish trip.
Yes, sir.
He is trying to educate peoples who are already educated and know the truth but don't want to accept the truth.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to tell us that we should throw our eggs into the basket of the doom of America.
Yes, sir.
What he's teaching?
Yes, sir.
Well, just study it.
Yes,
he wants us to die struggling, fighting like hell, to save America when the prophecy says to hell with America.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to save America. I wouldn't put one hand towards trying to save America. I'm out here doing the work that God wants to do to get the righteous people that's coming out of America.
Yes, sir.
You can't save Mystery Babylon, which is no longer a mystery no more.
That's right.
What the hell would I look like trying to get up there and go down into limbo time to save a thing that the Bible and the prophecy all said is going down and everybody knows it's going down? What the hell would I look like out there trying to save it from going down?
That's right.
I'm not going to try to save it. It's impossible for me to save it. It's impossible for anybody to save it because it's condemned by our God, the person of the Master, the Father, the Father, the Most Honorable, the Father, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever they want it to be.
Right.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So I'm not gonna participate in no part of trying to save America.
Yes,
surely I'll walk the neighborhoods and keep criminal tent things from happening to different peoples out there in the neighborhood and stuff. Surely I will get guns out of our hands and keep guns out of our people's hands and stuff.
Yes,
keep guns out of my hands, keep guns out of the righteous people's hands. Surely I friends.
That's right.
I'm not going to join the president of the United States to advocate against guns.
Yes, sir.
I'm with the law of God and the person of Master Father Chief Allah Muhammad and the Messenger of Allah Muhammad who says no guns.
Yes, sir.
Not because the white man says no guns.
Yes, sir.
Although we do recognize that Allah God and the person of Master Father Chief Allah Muhammad is in an aboriginal or white looking body. So we have to clarify that to a degree.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So all a person has to do, see Allah God and the person of Master Father Chief Allah Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah Muhammad. Known to you, to the people that know that, hey, that's not the works that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught on.
Yes, sir.
That's not the works that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to. Master Wala Tifa Ra Muhammad didn't come to change nothing. He come in order to fulfill. The world is in need of Master Jay.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said? White people don't, the true white people who know the truth, those who have not blemished their uniforms, and the Jews who know the truth, that want to come into Islam when the time is right in the salvation day, they don't want to come into you with hiding the truth.
Yes, sir.
They want to come into you, you knowing the truth, and you saying, my hands is open to you.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Not hiding the truth, saying, no, that ain't the truth. Now we love you Jew, and we love you Christians.
Yes, sir.
That ain't the way it's dead.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The way it's dead would be the same way if the Jew could turn around now and open their hands and say, we're speaking the truth about you, Germans, but we love you now.
Yes, sir.
That's when you know they got the understanding.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we love those of you who are the righteous of the Germans, the Jew would say.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So when a person knows this truth and understands this truth, then those people that are the Jew, so-called Jew, and the devil, they will be able to come to you in knowing that you don't hate them.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not hiding the truth, but you're speaking the truth, and you're saying prophecy has been fulfilled, and that you can come in and be a believer in Islam.
Yes, sir.
But now, there ain't no way they're going to come if you're trying to say, no, they're not who they are, and they trick you into saying that, no, they're not who they are, there's no more bigamists, and you shouldn't say this, and you shouldn't say that, and you packing onto that, they know that you're a fool.
Yes, sir.
So that God ain't on your side then.
Yes, sir.
They know that you're working for God, but working in a way to let them know to keep the hell away from you.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because what was said is the truth. And if this is the truth, how you gonna backpedal? You don't need to go to no book to announce that this is the truth. Say, here's a book that's written, as they say, the Farrakhan say, well, here's a book that's written in such and such a place about the Jews having more slaves. It's a known fact that the Jews had the slaves.
Yes, sir.
It's a known fact they worked in a hand in hand with the devil. The Jew and the devil is brothers.
Yes, sir.
children will love me. I don't give a damn whether they love me.
Yes, sir.
I am not in accord with a lesbian or a homosexual except in the...